In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
In the epistle today, St. Paul's second letter to Timothy, it said, "Indeed, all who desire to live a godly life in Christ Jesus will be persecuted, while evil men and imposters will go on from bad to worse." And then in their gospel today from Luke, it said, "Everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, but he who humbles himself will be exalted." And when I read those, I said, they seem to contradict each other. Because one of them is saying that the evildoers can just go on getting worse and worse, having a good old time, and the good people, you know, not doing so well. And the other one says, those who humble themselves will be exalted. The good people will. So I'm going to try to tie that together at the end, but for now we'll see. I started just analyzing everything that the Pharisee said. First thing he said is, I'm not like other men. You know you're in trouble already, but. And then he goes through a list of things, and I think most of us, when we see that list, we say, well, I don't do that stuff. Extortion? So I said, well, let me look up the definition of extortion. Surely I know I've never done that, but. There were three possible meanings given where I looked. One was illegal use of one's official position or powers to obtain property, funds, or patronage. It's like, I don't know. I think I did take home a sledgehammer one time from, borrowed it, you know. The second one is the act of getting something by psychological or other kinds of pressure. I think we should ask ourselves, Third one is an excessive or exorbitant charge. It's starting to get a little close to home. So what about unjust? Well, I looked that up and it says not just. Don't you hate it when the dictionary does that, you know? So, or lacking in justice, etc. But there's an old meaning. It means unfaithful or dishonest. There again, that's starting to get on my nerves here a little bit, you know. Then we get to the next one, adulterers. Maybe we won't go there. But I did remember that our Lord said, if you look on a woman to lust after her, you've already committed adultery in your heart. And the women say, well, he didn't say anything about if women look, you know, you think it doesn't apply to you. That's not true, of course. So what about being like a tax collector? I mean, I've never collected any taxes. I paid my share. So I looked up the Roman system of taxation. It's a place called BibleHistory.com. I can't vouch for it, but it sounded good. So I'm going to read this. It's kind of long, but during the time of Jesus, Israel was divided into various territories that were governed by the descendants of Herod the Great. However, Judea was an imperial territory governed by a Roman procurator, and the taxes were high in that area of Judea. The wealthy Jews would bid to get the tax collector job. And they could get even more rich because they would add fees on top of the taxes that were owed. So it was whatever they could get away with. Then there was something called publicans. Matthew would have been a publican. They collected like customs, tolls on imports, things like that. That made me think about my surname, Bridges. And, you know, I looked it up one time and it said, way back there in England, up there on the borderland between England and Scotland is probably where it came from, but there were people that had a little shack there at the bridge and they collected tolls from people coming and going. And that's where the name Bridges supposedly comes from. So maybe some of those ancestors of mine, you know, charge a little extra sometimes or whatever. It's a similar thing anyway. This also said that the religious leaders at that time, they especially despised the tax collectors because they were considered unclean. They hung out with the Romans. They had contact with these pagans, these Gentiles. And at that time, the Pharisees would have been considered the good guys. They were the guys who did everything right, so to speak. So that's the contrast between these two would be very great, just right at the start. In this story, to the people that were listening at that time, it was like, start off with a good guy and a bad guy, and at the end it's flipped. And, you know, we know from, I think it was last week, Jesus made friends with the tax collector, Zacchaeus. So, you know, that's one thing that put him on the outs with the authorities. So getting back to us, maybe I can say I've never been a tax collector or a publican. But remember, when we extortioners were mentioned, really, this form of tax collection set the stage for a forms of extortion where you try to twist people's arm to get more money and get richer and richer. So I think, as our church tells us over and over, we're all sinners. And at least in our heart, we're all guilty of every sin, probably. So then, if we accept that, the question tends to arise, what can we do about this? And the first thing we can do is make the effort. We can start. I think one of the big mistakes we make a lot of times is we think, well, wow, you know, I'm tired, I'm overloaded, I'll never be a saint. So then we don't even start. The prayers are too long, I don't have time for that. And I've learned this is one of the most defeating things, at least for me. Whereas, you know, I had gotten out of the habit of saying the daily prayers. And I used to say the Russian ones, which were long. And Father Stephen gave us this little red book, and I started saying those. I said, I can do this, you know. And now I went back to saying the long version. So, and now it doesn't bother me. It doesn't seem long now. So the point is to start, and whatever it is, not just saying your prayers, whatever your favorite sin is that you think you can't overcome, start. Just work on it. It might take a long time. It might take 10, 20 years. But we can start today. We can start this Lent, this hour. And actually, our time is short. All of us, our time is short. Even the youngest. Life seems long, but really it's short when you start thinking about things like this, about really trying to change. Because it's hard. It takes a long time. So we really don't have a long time. And once we start, once you really start, the doubts will go away. God will make himself known to you. Jesus said that. If you want to know about the doctrine, try cleaning yourself. Try get with the program, and then you'll know about the doctrine, in other words. It always makes me think of, there's a priest I know who says, Orthodoxy is the show me religion. I like that one. In other words, it is not about a little pamphlet with four steps to salvation. It's about living it. So let's just say you don't have time to say that, even the short prayers. What can you do? Well, you can say the Jesus prayer, which is essentially what the publican said, today's gospel. Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God, have mercy on me, a sinner. If that seems too long, you can just say, Lord Jesus, have mercy on me. If that's too long, just say, Lord, have mercy, which is what we say all through our services. So we're really, in a way, this is the essence of our faith. Lord, have mercy. That and the sign of the cross. I'm going to try to get back to tying the two together. The epistle and the gospel. The epistle says that those who live for the Lord will be persecuted. And the bad guys just have a good old time, just keep getting worse. And the gospel says those who humble themselves will be exalted, while those who exalt themselves will be humbled. Even the Lord told us that if we try to live for him, we will be persecuted. And then in this parable, he says, those who humble themselves will be exalted. Well, one way to look at this is that persecution comes from the world, the flesh, and the devil, where the exaltation comes from God. So it's two sides of the same coin, you might say. Those who live any old way are really exalting themselves. They're putting their will ahead of God's. And they do and can get away with it. Sometimes for a long time, sometimes almost to the end of life, but not usually. It usually catches up to you. Sin is a cheater, and the devil is a liar. Sin gets old. And then you need more sin for a thrill to keep a higher dose, so to speak. Or literally, it could be a higher dose. So the price will be slavery to sin, even before death. So really, it's like that Bob Dylan song, you got to serve somebody. Will it be the devil or will it be the Lord? Those are your only two choices. Through the prayers of our holy fathers, Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God, have mercy on us.